right, we roll along here. As I like to say, onward. Thursday, September 28th. Morning show with Dablo here, and I love Thursdays because I get to talk to Janet about a lot of neat things, and then I get to cover the morning zoo with Tom Schmaltz.
Good morning.
Our curator in, how you doing?
She's doing good. Running solo today. She's out and about and busy as a bee, and so you got stuck with me.
That's not a problem there, Tom Schmaltz. Did you float in on a raft?
Not quite.
A little moist out there today.
Yeah, and you know, the beet farmers probably aren't appreciating.
Yeah, probably not.
A lot of other people are that it was getting dry out there.
Okay.
So the rain was okay for us. And as long as it quits by tomorrow, or you and I are going to have a problem here.
Listen, as far as the zoo down there, too, and I asked this in the winter, too. What animals like being out in the rain? I mean, when it rains, what animals just love being out there and hamming it up?
You know, most of them do. Some of the primates are, they don't want to get wet, and the next one's out there just playing in the water. Tal's our biggest baby. He's like,
Does he run inside when it starts raining?
Yeah, he wants inside. But the rest, it seems like it doesn't bother them as long, you know, the rain we're having now, the drizzle and stuff, they're fine with it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem to bother, all except Tal. And it's just like if he sees a drop, it's like, oh, my God, I'm melting. I'm too sweet.
Is Nico a fan?
Yeah, Nico does okay on the drizzle.
Okay.
And you can tell when he's ready to go in, you walk by and he's taking his hand and running it over his arm to flick the water at you.
Yeah.
It's like, get me inside.
Hey, take me back here. Let's recap your zoo friends picnic.
Yes.
That was good? That was a good success?
It was probably not as attended as well as other things. There was volleyball, football.
Oh, everything going on.
Everything was going on. And that's okay. People, you know, their heart's in the right place, and you got kids running around and stuff, and you get busy, and we understand. It's like afterwards, I missed it. And
you get it, yeah.
It's okay. We get it, and we get a lot of the same people that we look forward to seeing, and some of them ran their kids to do stuff, and then they bebopped in and ate, and away they went. So it was a good turnout. We want to thank all the volunteers that helped with Bobcat. They contracted us to feed 700 people, go to the zoo and the carousel, and that was a great turnout. And as always, we had a lot of great volunteers.
You got a lot of friends, too, let me tell you.
Up and said, we can help you with that.
Yeah.
So we ran two serving lines, zipped them through. I had people on the grills. So it went really smooth.
Well, we always talk about your outreach, too. You guys were over at Headwaters Days, and I mean, it was just, you're everywhere.
Yeah,
during the summer months.
Yeah, Bruce and Melissa were over there at Headwaters Days, and we get, you know, reach out and go all over. And, you know, our hours now are Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 4, but on the rest of the week, like yesterday, we had preschools come in. We
All
had
right.
two different groups of preschool that came in. And so we're open for the schools on the first part of the week. And actually, it's really nice. It's a way they can go around without getting crowded, and also companies. Yeah. It's that team building where they can come in and go, okay, we want to go to the zoo. And Monday to Thursday, you have the zoo pretty much to yourself, and you can ask a lot of questions and see a lot of things.
What a great resource, seriously, because as far as companies and team building, that would be the way to do it.
Oh, absolutely.
And talk about unique.
Well, it takes their mind out of the work, and they relax.
Mm-hmm.
And you see they start to talk to their coworkers more, and they start to bond more. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing. And,
right.
You know, it's much more laid back. You see them giving each other a hard time, walking around and stuff, and they really seem to enjoy it.
All right. Yeah, well, and again, always busy down there at Jinkpa's. And now you got Zubu coming up. You got Wild Game Show in November. That's all going to be here before we know it.
Yeah, that's everything is coming up fast.
And I've heard more people say they're liking this idea of the new Zubu hours, too.
Oh, yeah.
And running that earlier, because it's like, thank heavens, now this won't be so stressful.
Right. They can bring their kids down, and it goes really smoothly, and they can take them home and say, okay, now you're eating something before all the candy disappears.
That's right. That's right. And again, if there's businesses out there want to be a part of Zoo Boo, it's very easy.
Oh, yeah. All you have to do is call the zoo, and we'll get you a spot. It usually runs about 45 businesses, so the kids love it. And it's decorated. The team that decorates, Jack and Richard and Bruce, they do a great job in decorating. So
kind of turns them into little kids. I've seen them decorating before, too. And it's like, I think you passed that on, too, because you did that for a number of years.
Yeah, and it's really nice to be able to walk through and see all this stuff and go, you guys did awesome.
You bet. You bet. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. And again, new hours are?
10 to 4.
10 to 4.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right.
And it's been really busy for us, and it's the reason we went those hours. It's because that's what we saw in our demographics when we started tracking it, and people go, this is cool.
Yeah.
You know, well, at 10 o'clock, there's people standing in front of the gate, and it is really, and the weather's been perfect.
All right. Up till now, yeah, and if we get rid of some of this rain, because you're giving me the evil eye on that.
Yeah, get rid of this. We'll take the today, tomorrow, and Saturday, Sunday goes out.
Yeah. That work for you?
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay, then I'm off the hook.
Yeah, then you're off the hook.
Tom Schmaltz, always great having you. How's the coffee, buddy?
Coffee's good.
Okay, I made it extra strong, because I don't know why. I just got in, and I thought, I'm going to throw him in an extra scoop today, just thinking maybe you needed that extra kick.
Yeah, I needed that extra kick.
Sounds good. Tom Schmaltz, curator at Jacob Zoo. It is our morning zoo edition. We do this every Thursday here. Right around 8:20, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
No one woke up this morning and thought, I want to go Hagel.
At Quality Toyota, we don't do that. Our bottom line pricing means you get our best price the first time, every time. You'll even have that price before you talk to anyone, because that price is listed online at qualitytoyota.net and in the window of every vehicle. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls, qualitytoyota.net. Let's go places.
Welcome to Thursday, September 18th. We've got a cloudy sky, rain, and 60 degrees. From the Twin Town Villa News Desk, I'm Bill Damplo. Good morning. A Fargo man has been sentenced for the drug overdose death of another Fargo man. Tristan Montsbroughton, 26, pleaded guilty in the death of the 25-year-old last May. Montsbroughton pleaded guilty to distribution of fentanyl resulting in death. Charges a Class A felony, a non-binding plea agreement called for 10 years in prison. But Cass County District Judge Wade Webb gave Montsbroughton 12 years. He will also be on supervised probation for 2 years following his release from prison. Montsbroughton was arrested after police responded to a medical assist call. Victim was found dead in the restroom in the lower level of West Acres.